Hello, Rose. Hello, Canon. Hi. Hi, Jean Marie. Nice to see you. I'll just wait a little bit for people to come in, but you don't have to settle down quite this moment, but I'm thinking of starting lying on our back. So hopefully it's a possibility for most of you. Is it? Say no if it is. Yeah, cool. And is it warm where you are and cozy? It isn't warm, Rose. Do you have blankets? Can you lie down? Is it going to be okay to start lying down? Sort of. Okay. Somebody's posted a message. We have about 18 today. Yes. Thank you, Eugene. We'll just wait before we start. What time is it? Yes. Hi, Sergio. Hi, Carlo. Ooh, that looks comfortable, Keith. I'm not sure you'll ever get up from there. Keith. Yep, take those socks off. Exactly. I think everybody should follow Keith's example. Throw them off the bed.
Now I'm putting warmer ones on.
Not a bad idea. Well, Keith's example, especially Rose. Kyra. We're going to start lying on our backs today. So, and technically, you shouldn't need to see me because our eyes will be closed, and I'll try to give very clear indications. Hi to you because you're just always here. In my high. Nice to see you. Well done, Carlo. All right. Well, people will be late if they come now, so we're just gonna start. Can you hear me okay, everybody? Thumbs up. Yeah, good. Okay, here are a few latecomers. I'm just going to let them know. Hi, Emma Jane and Ambra and Kirsten. We're going to start on our back. Hi, Emma. Can you lie down in your space? Yeah. And will you be comfortable enough? Okay. I think in future when I know ahead of time, I'll let everybody know so they can prepare, but I never prepare these classes, so I don't know ahead of time, but okay. So make sure everybody's muted. Claire is not muted. Here we go. Good. Hi, Coco. We're starting lying on our backs, hopefully on a soft, warm, cozy something or other. Thank you, Eugene. All right, right. Hi, Coco. Hi, Kirsten. Take your time. Are you all right lying on your back, Corinne? Yeah. You've got all your pillows. Okay, and Kelly, who's just arrived, just letting you know we're starting lying on our backs. Hi, Kelly. Nice to see you. All right, off we go. So just allow your eyes to close. And imagine we're all together in this nice, big, warm, comfortable space, and the floor is soft. Hopefully it is soft enough, and you can just offer the weight of your body to the support of the earth. Some of you are lying on nice soft beds, so that makes it even more inviting to let go. Feel the weight of your head, your arms, your legs. Surrender the weight of your torso, your trunk. Sending the message to the body that it can connect with the support and let go into it. And see if you can not visualize the body, brother, just allow the sensation of the body to do what it does. And feel the temperature and under the body and the temperature of the air touching the skin of the hands of the face. Saying hello to the dance of sensations, pleasant and unpleasant. Be willing to welcome and feel the movement of the breath. Without changing anything, just saying hello, breath. Hello, belly. Hello, air through the nostrils. Simple, just beginning to listen to the body without any agenda. But we're going to start with a little bit of just very simple movements. So to begin with, feel your hands, the sensations of your hands, tingling. And again, don't see your hands, just feel them. And even that's too much to ask in a way. Don't even feel your hands intentionally. Let your hands begin to speak to you. And they will speak as a sort of raw sensation. And you let that sensation travel up through the wrists, through the lower arms, through the elbows. Upper arms, shoulders, so that now you're allowing your whole arms to speak to you, your shoulders. And then feel in particular your right hand, and with the in-breath, allow the right hand to travel all the way to the back. So your arm is rising up all the way to the back with the in-breath. And then bring it back down with the out-breath. And make sure you let the arm completely go when it arrives. And then you do this a few more times in your own rhythm. Breathing in, the arm floats up and back. Exhaling, flowing sensation coming back, melting it into the earth. One more time. Weightless flow of sensations. Give the right arm to gravity. Let it go. And more. Let it go more and more and more. Hello, hello, right arm of sensation. And now the left hand is floating all the way up and back with the inhale breath. Exhaling, coming back. Smooth flow, let go, and you do it a few more times in your own rhythm. You're the openness, just listening to the music of the body, the breath. Not knowing at every moment. One more time. Exhaling, the arm comes back. Long fingers. And feed the left arm to gravity. Give it over. Now feel the right knee, let the right knee fold and cover your belly. Just the right knee. And then the right foot, let it travel up towards the ceiling. It doesn't have to go all the way. The right leg does not have to extend all the way. An in breath, and then with the out breath, the right leg travels back down. And you let it go completely. Hello, right leg, right hip, back of the right leg. And again, let the right knee hover above your belly. With the in-breath, the right foot travels up to the ceiling. Exhale, the leg comes down slowly, smooth. And you let it go. And you do it one more time in your own rhythm. Very gentle. Exhaling. Liquid right leg. Let it go. Notice how you can let go more and more and more and more. There's so many layers of holding with the body. Don't forget that your head is enjoying connecting with the earth. Your eyes, they're melting into their socket. They're enjoying it. Left knee. Bending and then floating to cover your belly. Inhaling the left foot to the ceiling. Exhaling, long leg traveling all the way back down. It's a sensation that lets go into gravity. Let it go. Greet the sensation as it surfaces. And not just in the leg, it's layers of sensation. And again, lazy. Lazy knee, bending, hovering, lazy foot, flying up towards the ceiling with the in-breath. Exhaling, the leg comes down. One last time in your own rhythm. Long leg. Let it go. And now very lazily just drag the right heel towards your pelvis. Right foot settles. Now the left heel. Drag it up. Let the left foot settle. The feet are hip width apart. Palms facing down. Make a nice long exhale through the nose. With the next in-breath, the pelvis rises up towards the ceiling. Feel that there's a cushion of air under the pelvis that is inflating, so it's effortless. With the out-breath, in your own time, melting the spine down from top to bottom. And then just take a few breaths there. Saying hello to all the layers in the belly, in the heart area, in the shoulders, in the jaw, behind the eyes. These movements are just an excuse to allow this body, this animal body, to come to life. This energy body to come to life. This emotional body to come to life, whatever name seems to fit your experience right this moment, and it might be that they all fit, just welcoming for no reason, just as you welcome the sound of Ellen's voice and the thoughts that may be floating in and out. Let's see if you can sort of marry your attention to the body more than to your thoughts for a little bit. So now again, we make a nice long out-breath through the nose, and with the in-breath, the pelvis floats up. It's carried up. This time stay up and exhale and take a few breaths up there. Feel that the cushion of air is inflating more and carrying the whole back body high up towards the cervical spine. You can let go of your buttocks. Feel your feet are rooting into the earth. Nice long in-breath, and now again with the out-breath, melting the spine back down slowly. I don't live in the body. This body lives in the openness that I am. Don't see the body. It's such a habit. Just feel it. It's not a thing. No mechanics. Intensity. And now opening our arms right and left, if hopefully you have enough space, and then bring your knees, float your knees above your tummy. And then very gently, and this is only if it's safe for your lower back, drop your knees towards the right side and your head turned towards the left. Go gently. All the way. The knees resting on the ground. The breath is free, and then just settle there. Settle the whole torso. The head turning the other way. Surrender the body. Offer it like a sacrifice to the altar. You make it sacred. You return it. Return it to the openness. And now gently we switch. Knees floating, head floating, knees towards the left, head towards the right. Breath is free. Offer the body. Let it go completely. And again, we switch. But it's the first time, every moment. And feel that lovely moment of surrendering the weight. It's not mine to keep. Including the head. Make sure you're letting go of the weight of the head. And again, switch. And come back to the center with the knees, with the head, and then just extending the legs, arms alongside the body, completely let go. Hello, body. Not just listening to the limbs and to the muscles and to the sort of externals of the bodily sensations, the temperature, the tension, but also allow yourself to feel the inner layers, the tender layers of the body. There are many, so you, and no need to label. Feel your face, your mouth, your jaw. No labels. Hello. Hello, raw sensation. Now take your palms, the palms of your hands, and just place them on your belly, on your lower abdomen. And then just listen to the breath in that part of the body without changing anything. Just feeling the in-breath and the out-breath in the lower abdomen, maybe a slight swelling with the in-breath. Just taste the quality. Is it free? Is it not free? Is it scared? Is it safe? Also taste the feeling, not just in front of the lower abdomen, but in the sides and also in the back. Imagine you have a buoy that is gently inflating with the in-breath. And with the out-breath, it deflates very gently, but listen, don't manufacture anything, just listen. Hello, body. We don't want anything from you, we just want to make friends. We want to indicate to you what your true habitat is, which is this open, listening presence. And now bring your hands a little bit higher to the place where your rib cage opens right and left in front. Just place your hands there. Just feel maybe the touch or the temperature. And then the movement of the rib cage with the in-breath and with the out-breath. Again, place that buoy around the middle torso so that with your tactile sense, you can feel all around, front, sides, back, in breath, out breath. Is there space? Can my rib cage, as a raw sensation, connect with the space beyond? Because when our eyes are closed and we don't have a picture of bones and anatomy, we just feel the liveliness of the sensation. Can the back body penetrate the earth with the in-breath? Yes, and maybe the earth is breathing too, and maybe the space is breathing too. This is not for the mind. This is for the body, the this is for the body, the knower body, the body that knows, not through any thought, but just directly. And sometimes words can speak to that knowledge. And now the hands travel a little bit higher up to the clavicular area, to the top of the torso. And feel the fingertips touching the texture of the clothes. Is it cotton? Is it wool? Is it synthetic? Is it warm? Is it cool? Is it soft? Is it rough? But of course, these words just invitations to just let the sensations dance in your presence, as subtle, as little as they may be, they're precious. And all those micro tensions, let them dance, their tense dance. I know they're there behind your eyebrows and your throat, in your belly. Let it all dance. Feel your hands and the movement of the breath, upper lungs. Yes, and then let your hands gently maybe slide off your body and take time as they slide off your torso. Maybe they want to touch and caress. And then let your arms rest alongside your torso. And now just let the breath be three-part breath. So we're going to take a three-part breath. So the first third in the lower, the second third in the middle, and the third in the upper, and there's a pause in between. So it's, we breathe in, and then a long, smooth exhale from the top of the torso all the way down. So we're going to do this, each one of us, in our own rhythm. So first you just allow an out breath, and then you go. Breathe in, exhale, and on your own now. Even though we're doing it, feel the effortlessness of it. Feel it's like a prayer, like an offering. No violence. Next time, after the next out-breath, we just breathe in one smooth inhale, no pause, from the bottom to the top of the torso. Make sure the head is resting on wet sand. Chin, where is the chin? Is the back of the neck allowed to lengthen? And then let the breath go. Don't do anything in particular. Let the whole situation be as it is, moment by moment. Welcome the me feeling, that doer, that restless one, that thinker, thinkingness, agitation, or whatever may be here for you that sort of points its nose as the separate one and would like to be petted. Just really welcome that me feeling. Without judging it at all. But see that it's just innocent sensation, feeling, maybe even thought, all sort of wrapped up into a constellation with a label me attached to it. Just let it, just completely let it be. See how it morphs and changes. Now feel your body again coming into movement. Just let it stretch very, very slow, very gentle, sensuous. Stretch and roll and breathe and imagine or place the body on a warm beach with warm water that's moving the body. And then at times just pause. And when you pause, just let the weight of the body imprint on the sand. Release the weight. And then again, the body moves and rolls. The knees might bend, the arms might stretch, and then pause. And when you pause, let the body spread into the earth, and then off you go again. Just find a little dance of rolling on the floor. Enjoy the touch of the space, the hands, the body, the earth, the textures, your bed, your floor, the furniture, if you're touching the furniture. Everything sort of beginning to connect together. So furniture, floor, body, touch, clothes, breath, Ellen's voice. And then take the body, let the body begin to turn onto its front. We're going to come onto our hands and our knees, but really take time. Your eyes are closed. You have no memory of coming onto your hands and knees before. You don't even know what your hands are or your knees or your legs. But something knows, but it's going to do it the way it wants to do it. And find yourself on your hands and knees, And then when it's right, the arching of the spine with the in-breath and the curling with the out-breath. See if you can make it quite precise now. Curling the out-breath round the back. Arching, but empty the movement of whatever is not necessary. There's nothing needing to happen with the shoulders, with the face. Yes. And now come back to neutral with the spine and make a C position. So your head is coming towards your tail. Your torso is making the shape of a C. And then it goes the other way, the C. So it's a lateral movement. And it's for no reason. And because you love the body, you're not treating it like a thing. You're letting it be a fluid flow. Yes. I'm sure the shoulders could be a little bit more empty. And coming back to neutral and now resting the pelvis on your heels. Your knees are a little bit open, forehead to the ground. Surrender the weight. I feel every time those postures, child pose, or when we let go of the weight, it's a surrender of the separate self. It's a posture of offering what you feel and think yourself to be back to the totality. And then it rearises, coming back onto our hands and knees, the body fresh. Curl your toes under. Feel your toes. I don't know if you can do this on your bed, Keith and Coco, but find your way of finding a way to follow the adventures. And then maybe here, feel a bit like a creature ready to pounce. Your toes, your hands, your knees, your pelvis, your buoyant, your breath. You might rock your pelvis back and forth. Don't see it, feel it, and then let your pelvis come up. Strong body, strong arms, strong legs, strong pelvis. Let the heels stretch towards the floor if they can. Your knees can be bent. Long inhale, long out breath. It's strong, the pause. Maybe stretching one leg, bending the other. Walking in place, what's right for your body, and then gently walking your feet towards your hands, or your hands towards your feet, and rest your torso on your thighs, let your head go. And your knees are bent if they like. Just shake your head, let it go. Find your feet, let them grow roots. And then there's a big beach ball that always appears at this moment under the torso. So you place your torso on this big, round, soft beach ball and it begins to rise up and it's carrying the torso up. So there's nothing to do, just let the torso. And it's not a torso, it's just raw sensation. And now the beach ball transforms into something else that's sort of aligning your body to the vertical. There's a little angel right at the top of your head, holding that point at the center of your crown and pulling a bit. And two little angels sitting on your shoulders, jumping on your shoulders, Your shoulders are trampolines for the little angels. Soft shoulders. And there's 10 little angels, not shoulders, Ellen. 10 little angels hanging from each finger. Pulling your fingers playfully. Your fingers become liquid stardust. Little swinging long fingers, and the little angels are sort of bungee jumping with your fingers. And then there's angels under the earth tickling the soles of your feet and saying to the soles of your feet, look, you can relax into the earth. She's our friend. Angels all over the body doing their magic angel work. Now forget about the angels. Just feel the raw sensation of this body, standing body. Hello, body. No judging. There might be pain, there might be tension. You can always send angels to see what they might do with layers of tension. They might eat it, for all we know. They might do very strange things. They might, my imagination is flying wild, and maybe yours too, and why not? And your arms. And let your arms float up into the space in front, long fingers, weightless arms. And then place your arms on a horizontal table, an invisible table, supporting the arms. Breath is free. Long fingers, long arms. You don't know how long they are. Your eyes are closed. You don't have a visual, just the raw sensation. Let your arms be very long. Very long. Longer. And now opening the arms right and left, very slowly, don't do it. Carving the space way in front. And then resting the arms horizontally, right and left. Don't live in the body, let this body radiate in you. Yes. And then let the right arm float up to the vertical while the left arm floats down slowly. Palm of the right hand facing forward. Resting the right arm in the right arm. Rest the left arm into the floor. And now switch, right arm floats all the way down and the left arm all the way up. Don't do it. No anticipation, you're the openness. Rippling with the sensation, and now the left arm resting in itself, tips of the fingers to the ceiling, right arm dropping to the floor. Feel the whole body. Offer it to the space all around, and slowly the left arm comes down. Can I occupy more space with the body? Can I challenge the habit of feeling my borders quite close? to the edges of what I visualize the body to be. Right at this moment, again, our eyes closed. We don't have a visual for the body, so can I feel on a tactile level that I occupy open space? Don't force anything. Is it safe? Is it not safe? Is it safe? Yes, it is. The angels are saying, yes, it is. No borders for the body right now. Slowly, torso turns towards the left and you wrap your arms around your waist. And you pause. Can you let the body occupy more space in all directions? You don't have to manufacture that. It's more that you have to become aware that there is not such a border as you sort of project. It's not there. It's all openness. And now slowly torso, moving towards the right side, don't do it. It's air moving through air, arms wrapping around the torso, the waist. And then empty the posture, empty that right shoulder. And then feel the absence of a border. Yes, and then the torso comes back. And feel the stillness, perfect stillness. Very slowly, the breath first, feel the breath. Maybe the breath in the root of your torso, in your abdomen. And then very slow, gentle, let some movement begin to shape the body. No right, no wrong. No thinking. If thinking comes with your movement, you nudge the thinking out of the equation. Thinking comes, listen to the palms of your hands. Listen to your lips, to your tongue, to your hair. If thinking comes, listen to your armpits, your pelvis. If thinking comes, listen to your feelings and emotions. For the dance, that's what we trust. Inviting every part of the body that may like to join in. The head, often there's some parts that are excluded because they are sort of the headquarters for the control, for the operations, the control operation. So the head is often last invited. Invite your head and invite your knees, your feet. Also the pelvis, sometimes it's a little bit stuck there. So Feel there's space in your hips. Feel that your sexual area is allowed to come to life. Your thighs. And then you discover somehow something about how hands and space and thighs and feet and earth and your own moment by moment expression. And let the wilderness, the freedom, or the subtlety and grace, or the raw intensity, those are all qualities of movement. But it's not really qualities of movement, it's qualities of presence and motion. Make sure the breath is free. And if there's something in your life, in your situation, in your circumstance, these days that burdens your thinking, see if it may want to be part of this dance. Don't channel it from the thinking, so it won't make any sense, but just bring in whatever may be part of whatever you would label suffering these days. And see what happens. Don't let that mind come in to subtitle the experience. Make sure your body feels that it's surrounded with openness and welcoming. Yes. And gently feel the dance easily traveling back to stillness, because stillness and dancing, they're really so connected. So let the body, in its own way, feet, hands, torso, head, breath, sort of fold back. Gently towards and into stillness. Make sure the breath is free. Hello, body. Let your body, the layers, just really realize that they are at any moment, at any time they can touch this openness all around. It's like an embrace for the body. And you're going to come down to sitting position. Eyes are closed, perfect stillness. Something about that. Perfect stillness without any effort. What does that mean? Not something that's imposed through tension. It's rather more like we take our place as the stillness or the silence. We don't take our place as a body. And then the body's free to sort of harmonize with that stillness. Settle. Like a cat or a dog, when they settle, you know, they don't know. They feel so, they're so good at it. Feel your body can settle like a doggy or a cat, taking all the time it wants. Making a nice size, like those big Labradors, when they sort of settle, they make lovely noises. Or cats, they purr. And then leave the body alone, or rather don't be focused just on the body, just welcome the totality of your experience in this moment, which includes the sound of my voice and maybe other sounds. Don't be focused on any particular experience. Let every experience settle like a doggy or a cat in you. And if they don't settle, that's fine too. And you just settle in yourself. As presence. And the breath settles in itself. In you. And don't do anything. Just take a few minutes break just to have a drink or have a pee or whatever, and 2-3 minutes, and then we come back just to make the transition. Hi there. Hi, Emma. So, hi, Maria Rosa. So please feel free to, you know, the usual. I think everybody here has been before. So is there anybody new? I don't think so. So if you want to say anything or ask anything or claim anything.
Hello.
Hi, Sergio.
Hello, everybody. I want to share experience and a poem.
Okay, then.
So the first experience, today, during the movement, my shirt went off. And I know that all of you were with your eyes closed, but I'm really thankful that I was able to work with this sensation of like being naked or being observed. And it was really beautiful to be able to hug or kiss this feeling of being, you know, exposed and a layer that was hidden was seen. So each time that I move, my mind goes more silent, and I can really feel non-conceptually this amazing intelligence that is like letting everything be as it is. And I just want to share that experience.
Really nicely said, Sergio. You communicate with your words what you were experiencing very, very beautifully.
Thank you. As always, I wrote a poem based on an image that appeared in my mind during last week. I was doing a meditation, and I felt Rupert has a meditation, and he uses the image of fire, like each part of the. Each sensation is burning. So today's poem is called The Sacred Fire. So I'm going to start to read. Let's be in the sacred fire. Let it cleanse and heal and burn everyone and everything. With its loving heat, with its eternal life. The fire comes from the central sun, which is not at the center, but at zero distance from all. It is unprovoked, but it provokes all. It is a kiss that kisses with heat. The so-called dense bodies are made only by its wax, are kindled only by its flame, are melted on its transparent lips, and are ignited to become vortex angels, to rejoice itself as itself. Oh, sacred fire, central, uncentered sun. Even the stickiest energies and the plain, clumsy feelings are kissed by you. And the one who wants to taste you has to burn like a marshmallow. At the beginning, its sweet wells will melt. As your heat infuses with its essence, the heathen will recognize that they were sustained by you. And maybe they will crystallize in a carbonic dark shield. You even melt down the carbonized little me until it disappears only to the fact that it is you. I am is your name, sacred fire. I melt like a marshmallow in I. All the layers will become pure ash, and these ashes are sweeter. Being consumed was my most intimate desire. Oh, sacred fire, my veins simmer with your love. My chakras dance at the rhythm of your flame. When I talk, I feel like a light dragon spitting the fire of truth. When I feel my body as it is, I feel like the sorcerer that cooks and let boil the ultimate healing potion at your bonfire. When I dance, I feel like incense, randomly but sacredly, sharing the perfect fragrance of the only sun that shines. Both ecstasy and sorrow are incubated by your impersonal gaze, like crystal eggs containing the only reality. They are welcomed by the exquisite warmth of your healing lips. Oh, sacred fire, your omnipotent vibration may project the mind into all possible frequencies. But even being multidimensional, only your dimensionless presence smiles. When the fire ceases, then you reveal your face fully, just as the silence before a question is answered, just as the pause before two lovers merge in passion. An unborn, indescribable potential, ready to explode in love, remaining faceless and as diverse as every soul. That's
wonderful.
It.
Thank you, Sergio.
You're welcome.
Thank you. You'll send it to me, right? Don't feel you have to recite or read a poem of your creation, you, all of you. If somebody has a question or something, they would like to ask. It's absolutely, it's become a kind of mixed year of people offering poems or asking. Or not.
Well, my body is so grateful for that experience that you channeled, transmitted from, you know, the mother herself. And my body is just so grateful.
Thank you, Claire. Same here. Go ahead, Pip. I can't hear you, Pip. I think you're muted. Can you unmute yourself? Ask to unmute.
There you go.
Yeah,
I just wanted to ditto Claire and say I'm very grateful. Huge gratitude. It was a beautiful space. As you see, my dog is gratitude too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a beautiful space, a beautiful presence, and I'm very grateful. So thank you, Ellen.
How are you doing, Pip? With everything, it's nice that you're showing up here. It's really nice to have you.
Yeah, it feels good medicine. Really gentle, kind, good medicine for me right now. Yeah, thank you.
Good. It's really nice to have you.
Thank you.
Your dog is so lovely. I remember him. Didn't you? You brought him once at
Buckland. Yeah, he always used to come to the Buckland Hall. Yeah. Same dog.
Yeah.
Rupa. He's called Rupa.
Rupa.
Yeah, Nama Rupa.
Yeah, it is. I think these sessions are sort of hopefully gentle medicine.
Mm.
I like that.
Nourishing.
Do you know Leslie, Pip and Leslie, do you know each other?
You do look a little familiar. I've been to Buckland Hall a few times.
Where's Leslie? Which one's Leslie?
Leslie is, hi.
Hi. I don't know if we've actually met, but I think I remember your dog.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I kind of recognize you a bit now, yeah.
You have something in common, which I won't speak of now, but something
okay.
I'm sort of connecting you two, and maybe I'll send you. I don't know. I just felt drawn to doing that. So.
No, sure. I'm very open to that. I mean, I think I know what you're talking about, Ellen. And,
yeah, I think I might do too. So yes, please. That'd be lovely to connect.
That would be great. Yeah.
And I mean, you're welcome to share with the group, but it's not for me to. But because the group is now thinking, what are we? But. But anyway, I'll put you two in touch.
Thank you. I just wanted to say also that this was just an incredible session today. Mm. Took me a little while to settle down, but just came to that place of perfect stillness that is so beautiful. Mm. And I'm still feeling it just, you know, spreading. Thank you, Ellen.
You're welcome, Leslie. It's always a grace when it's sort of is revealed.
Yeah.
There's no ordaining it. Coco, feel free when you feel moved to.
Hi. Well, I do have a couple of poems. Ellen, I have to say that was so delightful. I love the angels playing on us. And do you know the images of, I think the artist's name is Cicely Barker. She makes flower fairies. They're delightful. And I just had these flower fairies all over me, and it was so dear because, you know, it was just the feeling that every part of us is known and enjoyed and created for enjoyment in some way. And there's this quote, it's a line in the Talmud. Someone gave me a little card, and it says, every blade of grass has an angel that whispers over it, grow, grow. So anyway, and in the Bible, there's a line that says, even the hairs of your head are numbered. You know, we are so intimately known.
Oh, it's lovely.
So I think that this, anyway, just thank you. It was just so enjoyable and delightful today and always, but loved it. So from Rilke, sorry. Quiet friend who has come so far, feel how your breathing makes more space around you. Let this darkness be a bell tower and you the bell. As you ring, what batters you becomes your strength. Move back and forth within the change. Move back and forth into the change. What is it like, such intensity of pain? If the drink is bitter, turn yourself to wine. In this uncontainable night, be the mystery at the crossroads of your senses, the meaning discovered there. And if the world has ceased to hear you, say to the silent earth, I flow. To the rushing water speak, I am. That's, and then there's one more that kind of flows with that when I think, I feel. And Sergio, however you say your name, it goes with your poem, I think. Want the change. Be inspired by the flame where everything shines as it disappears. The artist, when sketching, loves nothing so much as the curve of the body as it turns away. What locks itself in sameness has congealed. Is it safer to be gray and numb? What turns hard becomes rigid and is easily shattered. Pour yourself out like a fountain. Flow into the knowledge that what you are seeking finishes often at the start and with ending begins. Every happiness is the child of a separation it did not think it could survive. And Daphne, becoming a laurel, dares you to become the wind. I just looked up, like, in the split second before I spoke, because I didn't know necessarily what Daphne in the Wind was, but apparently probably everyone else knows this. Daphne turned herself into a laurel. Oh, yeah. Zeus was, like, so after her. She's like, so she became ungraspable.
Who was after her?
Zeus.
Oh, yeah, that guy. Yeah, I swear, he's that.
But then again, I was reading about Zeus's wife. What's her name? She was chasing the guys as well. Those gods, I mean, those Greek gods, they were like... Marriage? That wasn't marriage. Thank you, Coco.
Impossessible, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Thank you. Merci. Thank you.
Merci beaucoup.
Merci beaucoup. Merci beaucoup. Wow. Absolutely lovely meeting. And I just so like the sort of quietness of it. And we've got a little friend here making faces in the screen. Hello. Hey, where did you go? Oh, hello. Oh, he's gone again. Next Tuesday is not happening. It's in 2 weeks. Oh, there he is. Oops, I'm running out of battery. Shall we hide and then shall we all hide? No. Shall we all play hide and seek? Yeah. Next week, no meeting, but in 2 weeks, a meeting. And it will be just before Christmas, so maybe you can come. Maybe we'll have a bit of music. And then, maybe. All right. Any last words before we say goodbye? Young boy, would you like to say something? No?
Thank you. Thank you, Ellen. Oh, thank you all.
One day we hope that you will grace us with one of your poems.
Oh, yes. Let's see what happens.
Okay. We don't have any agenda. No agenda.
No agenda.
No.
Bye.
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 Bye, Kelly.
Bye-bye.
Love you. Bye, Sergio. Bye, Claire. Bye, Keith. Bye, Rose. Bye, Eugene.
Bye.
Bye, Leslie.
Bye, Ellen. Bye, Coco.
Bye, Kyra.
Thank you, Coco. Thank you, Coco. Thank you, Ellen. Thank you, everyone.
Bye. Thank you. Bye, Jen Marie. Bye, Sandra. Invisible Sandra. Bye, Carlo. Oh, there you are. Bye, Carlo.